You said you have deep gas fingers, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever used anything else or heard of anything else you use?
Electric hangers.
Yeah. Anything else for portable ones? Lamps have this too, the hurricane lamps. You put something in them. What about kerosene? Have you ever heard of anything else that you might?
Possibly.
Put that in the heater, right?
Yeah. My grandmother used to have a stove. Did you put wood in?
Yeah.
I was real small, she used to cook on a wood stove. And it was warm. It was warm at the house, the whole house.
Was it cast iron?
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Especially to sit there and watch the fire go around because it was a real fire. And it's like in a fireplace. You look down here and there's a real fire going and look up here and the food's cooking. It's real strange. It's unusual because, we just flip a switch and expect it to be cooked.
And that was heat up the whole house?
Yeah. Because it was a real fire, just like a fireplace.
I guess that may be why they had those summer kitchens.
Yeah. Outside.
Because in the summertime, that'd be really hot.
I can imagine.
What would you call a lamp that you might make out of scrap material from a bottle or a rag? Any particular name?
Scrap lamp? I don't know. Jet lamp, hey!
There we go. Have you ever heard of a flambeau? Okay. Have you ever been tubing?
No.
What would you, down the river, you know what I'm talking about.
Canoeing?
Is
that the same thing?
Sort of. What would you use? It's inside of a tire.
Oh! Okay, yeah! Now I'm talking about!
What's that thing inside the tire that you use?
Inner tube.
Inner tube, yeah. Okay.
We used to put those in the trees and swing from them, so not swings.
Yeah.
Put them in the swing. My granddaddy would have one on every tree. We lived out. He had a bunch of pine trees and
every
trees. And he would have one of those inner tube swings from just about every tree, because there was a whole bunch of grandchildren on my granddaddy and my daddy's side too. So we would always go to granddaddy's and swing on inner tubes. It's fun. It's fun to wind them up from the side, and then swing down
and
on the inner tubes, it makes you go so much faster.
If you all have a boat, mm-hmm. if you just fixed your boat or something, or cleaned it up, and you're just putting it into the water, you say that you're going to blank the boat?
Launch it.
Okay. What different types of boats do you know about?
Giant boat. This is the little boat. Usually it's a very small horsepower motor on it.
Yeah.
And then it's usually just used for fishing. Just a little crate. And then fishing boat. a bigger boat, which is used for mainly just fishing, just general fishing. And then you have a bass boat.
What about the one?
E-boat.
Yeah, for the high class people. Yeah. What do you have?
Rowboat.
Yeah. Is that usually round or flat bottom? Do you know?
Usually it's an angle in the bottom.
Yeah,
like a canoe. Like
a V-haul.
Call
it a V-haul.
Yeah.
What about the bow of it? Is it square and pointed? Okay. And you say you go fishing in these?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get, what types of fish do you catch?
Crappie, bass, brim, shad. Here, throw them back. And catfish.
Yeah.
We usually do freshwater fishing. We don't need to go see fishing.